USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
She's not a Russian agent, President Trump jumps in to defend Representative Tulsi Gabbard against wild claims by Hillary Clinton, his 2016 political opponent.
The person in charge of that particular deal, Hillary Clinton, have you heard of her? She's the one that's accusing everybody of being a Russian agent. Anybody that is opposed to her is a Russian agent. So that's a scam that was pretty much put down. Tulsi, I don't know Tulsi, but she's not a Russian agent.
Now, Gabbard, the Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, telling Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I stand against everything that she represents, and that if I'm elected president, if I'm the Democratic nominee and elected president, that she won't be able to control me, she won't be able to manipulate me, she won't be able to continue to work from behind the curtain to continue these regime change wars that have been so costly.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It turns out space exploration on the list of line items the Trump administration focusing on. Vice President Mike Pence setting high expectations for NASA. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the report.
Vice President Mike Pence is announcing that the government is making exploration of Mars a goal for NASA. The vice president saying we need to get back to the Earth's moon.
As President Trump has said, we will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972. For long-term exploration and use, not only to plant our flag and leave our footprint, but to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars. With Apollo in the history books, the Artemis mission has begun, and we are well on our way to making NASA's Moon to Mars mission a reality.
The Vice President speaking in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In USA Entertainment News, fans of a legendary Southern rock band now have a monument to visit in Mississippi, and they can pay their respects there to the lead singer of the band who died in a plane crash with others. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Lynyrd Skynyrd fans who've been going to Amite County, Mississippi for the past 42 years finally have something to see. Many of them had been looking for the swamp where the band's plane crashed in 1977, but never found anything in the way of a memorial. Then on Sunday, on the anniversary of the crash that killed the lead singer of the band, Ronnie Van Zant, two other band members, and three other people who were on that plane, a monument was dedicated in Gillsburg. A group of local residents had organized a fundraising campaign that brought in over $67,000 to build the 7-ton granite monument. Among those on hand for the dedication was Van Zant's widow, Judy, who says the memorial will now give the band's dedicated fans a place to visit and pay their respects. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And turning now to your money on Wall Street, investors seeing green. The Dow gaining 57 points to close at 26,827. The Nasdaq up 73 points to close at 81,62. And the S&P 500 up 20 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.